Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Caution. Sean and Rich are about to mock people and the dumb stuff they've done. But they'll do it with all due respect.
With all due respect. And remember, I'm saying with all due respect.
Presented by New Vodka. Make it your own.
The Triple Threat is on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things as we continue live from Little Woodrow's on Shepherd, Sean and Rich with you. All due respect, Rich, would you like to go first?
I would, Sean, and I want to start by mentioning that as much as we joke about how long I've been in Houston and how long I've been on the air and how freaking old I am, for the record, I got here in September of 81.
Okay.
Within months of Hakeem Olajuwon's arrival. And
so two big arrivals, you and Hakeem Olajuwon.
One of the first things I got to do, my season credential,
yeah.
Did a program on KFRD in Rosenberg called Cougar Capsule, which was a little 3-minute recap after every home game in morning drive.
Okay.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved Guy V. Lewis. I loved Clyde Drexler.
Yeah.
I loved it. And just so happened that spring, my first spring in Houston, was the start of a 3-year run to the Final Four for the University
of
Houston.
How awesome is that?
It was just tremendous.
And you were probably a big college basketball fan.
Huge college
basketball fan. Going to Dayton back in the late 70s?
I felt like I'd stepped in it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Coming to Houston after college and covering a Final Four team 3 years in a row.
Yeah, for sure.
So I say all that to mention that I'm actually pretty pumped up about the Cougs playing tonight in the tournament. It's the first time they've had back-to-back invites to the dance since Phi Slamma Jam.
Well, and this team is the first team that you can truly look at and say, this is a great Coug team since those Phi Slamma Jam teams.
No doubt.
It was a good team last year. This is a team that could win it all.
Scheduled tip-off in Tulsa tonight, 6:20, against the 14-seed Georgia State. Georgia State, you might remember, as the team a few years ago that beat Baylor in an opening round game on a 3-pointer at the buzzer by R.J. Hunter, the coach's son, who now bounces around the NBA a little bit.
Yep.
So the head coach of Georgia State, who will be opposing the Cougars tonight, is Ron Hunter. He had his press conference yesterday, and this is part one of, I promise, a fairly brief, all due respect. In part one, starring Ron Hunter, Ron Hunter is quoted as saying at the press conference yesterday about his chances against U of H, quote, "We have no shot, buddy. I don't know why we're coming. The only thing I think Houston definitely has, a much better coach. Their coach is so much better. I don't know if I'm going to be in that game. I'm outmatched. Kelvin, he's like my idol." Here's the good part, Sean. When I was 10, he was 60 at that time. I really look up to Grandpa. Grandpa has been coaching longer. I will ask Grandpa if I should call a timeout. I'll ask him who I should start. If it's 4 minutes to go in the game and we're winning, I will ask Grandpa if it's okay to finish the game and we can win because I don't even know why we're here. End quote. Ron Hunter.
That is great.
Now, he's also the guy, when his kid RJ hit the game-winning three against Baylor, I don't know if you remember, but in the game that clinched their berth in the dance at the conference final,
yeah, I remember.
He like tore an Achilles.
Yeah, he was gimpy.
And he coached that game against Baylor sitting on a stool on the sideline.
Right.
And when RJ hit the three, he went flying and hit the deck.
Yeah, so I remember.
He's already legendary.
I remember. That's the one thing I remember when you brought up his name earlier. I'm like, that's the guy who I was envisioning him coaching the game. You're right. It was on a stool. I envisioned him, Rich, with one of those, you know, those little carts that you, if you have a lower leg injury,
oh, yeah,
and
sure.
You put the knee at like
scooter.
A 90 degree
little
angle.
Scooter.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing him on. I don't think he was on one of those during the game.
No.
I just remember him being gimpy.
No. So Ron Hunter, I actually don't consider him a dumbass. He entertains me actually with things like this.
There you go.
And I'm not even sure part two of my all due respect is quite a dumbass, but we've talked about it. And it's somewhat ironic. I don't know if that's the right word, but Murray State eliminating Marquette yesterday in a quote-unquote upset.
Mm-hmm.
Along the way, John Morant from Murray State gets a triple-double against a Marquette program that once had a player notch a triple-double when Dwayne Wade did it back in the day. It's only happened like eight times in the history of the tournament. After that triple-double, Ja Morant's dad, who attended the game, was feeling pretty good about Ja. And you know what? I get it. Ja didn't just have a big game. He's had a gigantic season.
Oh, he's been great.
He's certainly in the talk to be one of the top two or three players drafted in the NBA draft. Ja Morant's dad, after the game, was asked where his son should be drafted.
Where? Is there anything before one? You hear that? Is there anything before one? Yeah, zero. Let him go zero. He before one.
So Zion Williamson is largely considered to be the most likely player taken first in the draft. Ja Morant's father is making a case that Ja should be taken before the number one pick. What's before one, if you didn't hear it? What's before one?
Zero. Yeah, he should be drafted zeroth.
With all due respect.
Are you snickering because you don't think he'll be taken number one overall, Rich?
No, I don't think he'll be taken zero overall.
No,
Sean.
He probably won't.
With all due respect, I get Pops being out of his mind, and Pops should be out of his mind, and that's why I'm not going to jump on him too much, but I hope Pops realizes that there's not a zero pick in the draft.
But if you think he's going number one in the draft, you're out of your mind? Is that what you're saying? Do you think
actually,
he can go
no,
number
I'm
one?
Not saying
oh,
that.
Okay.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
He's a phenomenal player. Does it all.
Zion Williamson is thought to be like the truth. I mean, he's in the conversation for most ready-made prospects since LeBron.
He's still
kind of
the overwhelming favorite. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. But Ja Morant could easily be an all-time great. Should see the way he D's up. And I know you know who he is and you're familiar with his game.
Yeah.
But on the other end, he's just as good. And the way he orchestrated that offense yesterday was an amazing sight to behold.
Yeah, I mean, some of it may come down to which team. You know, the team's got a real thirst for a point guard, a floor general.
Yep.
As opposed to a tour de force like Zion Williamson. I just have a hard time believing that. I mean, Zion is so ready-made, man. Physically ready-made.
He is, but I think as a guard,
mentally ready-made,
Ja Morant is also.
No, he is, but I was going to say step further. I mean, Zion Williamson, you know, top player in the country out of Duke. He's probably going to play deep into this tournament. Like, this is a guy that's going to wind up checking every single box.
Never played a game in the NBA, but I'm not really entirely uncomfortable with the LeBron James comparisons.
Purely from a guy who looks just completely physically superior to everybody's on the floor. We never really got that taste with LeBron because there was no one and done back when LeBron was coming out.
Tight end body in a 6'8 frame who plays like a guard.
I think, Rich, this is what LeBron James would have looked like if he had to play a year of college back then.
I agree.
How Zion looks.
I agree.
All right. My all due respect story has to do with Cam Newton, who he's coming back from shoulder surgery this offseason. Just had shoulder surgery a couple months ago. He's a few years removed from being the MVP of the league. I think still thought to be physically one of the most talented quarterbacks in the league. Hasn't all come together from a team standpoint the last few years. But the Panthers have their wagon hitched to Cam Newton. So he wants to come back strong this year and prove to people he can be the Cam Newton that we all saw back in 2015.
Yep.
To that end, Cam Newton, as we learned on the Late Late Show, gives himself little challenges along the way in the offseason. For example, in February, he went vegan. Just for the month, he went vegan. That's a nice challenge. Helps him keep focused.
Sure. Nothing wrong with that.
Mentally sharp. He then revealed that for the month of March, he was taking a much more drastic measure to stay mentally sharp this offseason.
Vegan in February, and then March, I'm given, I hope this is an adult crowd, it looked like it is, no climax.
Woo! Oh. Shut the front door.
Straight up.
No.
I'm going through a transition right now. Like,
God. Well,
they should have at least done it in February. You got 28 days in February.
All right. That's
a good point, actually.
What was the name of the actor that was sitting in with them there, Rich?
David something.
Boreanza or something like
something
that?
Like
I don't
that.
Know. Some,
yeah,
some actor.
Actually, I was not familiar with him.
Boreanaz. I'm sure he was in something where everybody's going to text us now saying, why didn't you know?
Of course, yeah.
What does he do, BP?
He was on the show Bones.
Bones, okay. He was on Bones. All right, so we're going to get a bunch of texts now.
That's
and
a good
it's just
going
to say Bones.
That's a good line.
That was a good line. You should have waited for February. I respect Cam Newton. I don't know that I entirely believe Cam Newton that he's going to make it through the whole month. At his age, that's a long month to get through without... it's one thing to not have conventional intercourse.
Right.
It's another to say that you're going to let everything get backed up down there for...
That's
for a
not
month.
A good thing.
That's I don't know that that's necessarily healthy.
I think he's in a long-term relationship.
I think
too,
he's married. I think he's married.
You sure?
I heard guys talking about it on either In the Loop or Matt Radio this morning that he's married. So either way, he has a significant other who's going to be very.
That's
well,
right.
Unless he finds other ways to get the job done, she's going to be very disappointed this month. But we've seen this before. And Cam knows if you're going to copy somebody,
yeah.
If you're going to follow the blueprint of somebody to a life of success, you can't really do much better than picking George Costanza.
Lately, I've been thinking a lot clearer. You know, like this afternoon with his chicken Kiev, I really enjoyed watching a documentary with Louise.
Louise, that's what's doing it. You're no longer preoccupied with sex, so your mind is able to focus.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, let's say this is your brain, okay? Now, from what I know about you, your brain consists of two parts. The intellect, represented here, and the part obsessed with sex.
I think it's well defined.
For those who don't know, George Costanza's girlfriend in that episode had mono, so he couldn't have any sex.
Right.
So it just so happened that in that period of time where he was abstinent, he all of a sudden was answering Jeopardy questions just
he was brilliant.
Secondhand. He was brilliant. Now, Elaine was not having sex, and it had the complete opposite effect.
Yeah, difference
she,
between men
she
and
turned
women.
Into a complete simpleton.
Absolutely. I don't want to spoil any further audio you may have, Sean.
I'm out of audio, Rich.
Because in that James Corden conversation with Cam Newton, he did mention after that that, you know, they talked about what you said, the... How do I reference this without getting us in trouble? But other ways to skin the cat?
Yeah. That's probably going to keep us out of trouble.
They referenced his shoulder injury as something that might prevent him from utilizing that method.
Yeah, yeah. The using your right arm
right.
May not be advisable.
No,
yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So
that's
Cam,
pretty funny stuff.
Cam, with all due respect, I'm not sure I entirely believe you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.